Welcome back to M&B's podcast. Today we're doing a jazz theme today.
That's right. It's been fun for me for Ben to discover one of my favorite genres of music. And we've been enjoying listening to it together in the evenings and on weekends.
Definitely.
So tell me, Ben, about a couple weeks ago when I turned it on the radio. We were listening to public radio and it was the evening jazz ballads and blues show, I think, and Ben was totally captivated by it. Tell me, how was that experience listening?
I think it was a Saturday swing session, but it really takes you into a different world. There's not usually a lot of lyrics. Like, it just takes you into a whole different world. We did a previous episode on the Peace Room, and I think that jazz really is awesome in a Peace Room. So if you want to figure out how to make jazz extra special, you can watch that episode.
Yeah, that's true. Jazz is kind of like the music version of a Peace Room sometimes.
Exactly, yeah. That's definitely true.
I told Ben that it was really special for me to watch him laying on the floor next to my mom's big old speakers, listening to Saturday Swing Session, because that's exactly what I used to do when I was just about his age. So it was really cool for me to share that with him.
Yeah, well, jazz is a really cool type of music, you know? Like, it's different.
If you could play an instrument that was in a jazz ensemble, what jazz instrument do you think you'd want to play?
Ooh, good question. I think it's between a trombone or a trumpet.
Oh, that's cool. I dig that. I mean, the interesting thing about jazz, too, is that there's so many different types of jazz. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We were listening to, like, big band swing music, the Glenn Miller Orchestra record the other day, which is very different from, you know, some of the piano stuff we've heard or singing.
Yeah, it's, jazz is really a special type of music.
Yes. I love that you...
takes you into a whole different world.
Yep. It's really cool that you're able to experience that. So, tell me about the experience of listening to jazz while you're in a peace room. Like, what? How does it make you feel?
Well, the candle lighting kind of being the most light along with the salt lamp really just kind of calms your body with the less light. And then hearing the jazz, the style of jazz music, can, based on the style of the Peace Room, they fit together basically like puzzle pieces.
Oh.
And it's like, they work very well together.
Yeah.
They, like, I feel like the Peace Room, if jazz had a feel, the feel would be a Peace Room. If the Peace Room could speak, it could speak jazz, basically.
Ooh, that's a good way to say it. I know Ben and I talked once early on when in his jazz listening, when, and I told him a little bit about, like, other styles of music, or, like, you have to play the notes exactly on the page, but that jazz is written where people take solos and make stuff up, and it's called improv or improvisation.
Yeah.
So I think about sometimes how I want to live my life in, like, a jazz way, you know? I don't want a job where I show up and do the same thing every day, day in and day out. I want a jazz job where I can improvise.
Yeah, we've been listening to jazz every Saturday and Sunday night, and sometimes during the week, for maybe about 3 weeks.
Yeah, yep.
Ever since Abby and Pat came onto the radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's how Ben discovered it, because we were listening to our local public radio channel, and because his aunt and uncle were our songwriters that were featured on a local radio program. And then when that show was done, it flowed into the Saturday Swing Session.
Yep.
So support public radio, folks. Look what it's done, opening my child's mind. Anything else you want to say about jazz before we wrap up for the night?
Jazz, it takes you into a whole different world. It's really it's really something.
It is really something.
It kind of helps you walk into a music the way books help you walk into it. That's also another thing we had an episode about.
That's right. Well, Ben, I want to thank you so much for letting me see the world through your eyes. I'm just really proud of you, and I think it's cool that you're learning about so many different creative, artistic ways people can express themselves. So never lose that little spark, buddy. It's important.
Yep.
All right. Well, we've got a couple more episodes coming before we do a big drop of
the season.
The season, right? Season one.
We have this episode and then three more. 8, 9, 10.
No, two more.
Oh, yeah, two more. Yeah, two this more.
Is eight. All right. Well, we're not going to give you any spoilers about what our next topic is, but we will look forward to seeing you next time here on
M&B's podcast. Listen to jazz, folks.